Netherlands. This is the Green Planet Monitor, voices and stories from a warm, wet planet. Today, awful Israeli crimes set forth by a top UN committee.
Israeli authorities are responsible for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violations of international humanitarian and human rights law, including extermination.
Crimes one Palestinian knows too well.
They wanted to transfer us from the land and to clear the land for rebuilding settlement. They kept this land for rebuilding and expanding the settlement.
Settler colonial crimes.
Settlers came in, broke into the house, threw out the family, spent the whole Sabbath. The army and the police around, nobody interfered. And then when the Sabbath was out, because they're all religious Jews, the settlers, they burned the house and with hammers smashed all the tiles and everything.
And ugly crimes recalled in an entirely different war over 100 years ago.
A priest said, I can take your place because you are married and you have a child. And the priest was shot. And so my grandfather was saved.
This is the Green Planet Monitor. I'm David Kattenberg. Before diving in, a request. Help us deliver this weekly package of Earth News. Subscribe at greenplanetmonitor.net. Back in late May, a remarkable announcement from three European governments, Spain, Ireland, and Norway, would formally recognize Palestinian statehood. 145 out of 193 UN member states now do so. In situations like this, Israel doesn't just fulminate, it doubles down on its illegal activities, activities it knows it can carry out with impunity, all the while turning the screws on Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. One day after Spain, Ireland, and Norway's statehood recognition came into effect, the Israeli military announced that dozens of bylaws governing its administration of the occupied West Bank would be transferred to pro-settlement civil servants under the supervision of far-right finance minister Bezalel Smotrich. The move consolidates Israel's effective annexation of the West Bank, flagrantly illegal under international law. In a subsequent move, Smotrich announced that five so-called illegal outposts would be formally legalized. An estimated 250,000 Jewish settler colonists now live in hundreds of fully developed colonies up and down the West Bank. Among the most violent, those living in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. No one knows more about Israeli settler violence and land theft, aided and abetted by the Israeli military, than Atta Jaber. Jaber lives on a plot of land across Highway 60 from Kiryat Arba, a large settlement on the edge of Hebron. Jaber's family has owned the land for generations. Since the 1980s, his land and property have been steadily seized and destroyed. I visited Atta Jaber back in 2022 in the company of Israeli activist Jeff Halper.
You see the remains up here?
Mm-hmm.
Right here of the house, and then that's the one we built. So we're gonna park here and walk up. All right, should be good enough. All right.
Where are we, Jeff?
So we're in the southern part of the West Bank, right near the city of Hebron, right across from one of the largest, the most violent Israeli settlements in the West Bank called Kiryat Arba. And we're coming to visit a family that we've worked with, we being the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, for many years, that are like almost the poster people of the occupation. Everything has happened to Palestinians, has happened to them. Their home has been demolished twice. Their farm has been destroyed. They're forbidden from farming on their land. The state of Israel, in fact, claims their land as state land. The settlement wants to expand onto its land, the family's land. And Atta and his kids have been beaten, jailed. Atta has no livelihood now since he can't farm. And in fact, his son is considered the youngest, well, it depends, resistor if you're Palestinian, terrorist if you're an Israeli, because during one of the demolitions in December, and it was rainy and snowy, this is a very cold, you know, we're in the mountains here, he came to demolish his house. Atta came out with Raja, his son, who was then like 4 or 5 months old, in his arms. He said to the army, the soldiers, take him. Take him. I can't. I don't have a house. It's December. I can't take this kid. And he tries to hand it to the soldiers. And the soldiers beat him up and arrested him. And this is true. He was charged with attacking soldiers with a baby. That was the charge.
What year was this?
This was maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago. I mean, his son just got married a couple of years ago. So, you know, this family's been through everything. And every day, settlers come up this road, harass the family. They're trying to build. This is Kiryat Arba, the settlement behind us. They're coming in, they're trying to build an extension of the settlement up the hill. And that, of course, Atta's right in the middle. So he's always being attacked. The soldiers, 15, 20 years ago, the settlers came in, broke into the house, threw out the family, spent the whole Sabbath in the house. With the army and the police around, nobody interfered. And then when the Sabbath was out, because they're all religious Jews, the settlers, they burned the house. And with hammers, smashed all the tiles and everything. But for all that, Atta and his family still resist. We work with them. He works with other groups. Atta's even been to Geneva to speak to the Human Rights Council. Here, right here, is the house. So we're just going to have a cup of coffee. I like to keep up personal ties, you know, not just give families the feeling that they're of political interest, but also we have relationships.
Hey. This is for you.
You bring him here.
كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله.
What do you grow here? What do you grow?
Mostly during 50, 60 years, grapes. The famous grapes in the Middle East, we have it. Yeah.
Do you make wine?
No. We don't make wine. We make, looks like the honey and jam. It's not out alcohol, you know, it's fresh.
And what else beside grapes? Just grapes?
Yeah, we sell. We make juice and jam, and we sell the grapes.
No, but you raise, besides grapes, you raise other things.
Ah, yeah. We plant also, you know, a lot of kinds of vegetables, like tomatoes, beans, cauliflower, and a lot of things, pepper and pepper, and all this cauliflower.
On land that you own?
Yeah.
Or do you ever have problem with the settlers or the army?
Yes, a lot. Because we don't have water as the valley, you know. We've stolen the water from, you know, even you are recording, you know. Because we apply many, many years. Until today, I have a meeting with the mayor of Hebron to connect us with the settlement pipes. You know, they are refusing, you know. They wanted first let us to dry. And to move the area, you know, to rebuild settlement, you know, most of these mountains, or 62% from the West Bank, is Israeli state land. They said, there's no people live in it, no people work in it, no, you know. This is the big issue as we suffer from it. They stolen your land in front of your, or your property in front of your eyes, and they said, this is Israeli state land.
When Atta used to farm, he used to come every year and destroy his irrigation pipes. You know, he had these black pipes, you know, for drip irrigation. And every year they'd come. Remember, I got in a fight with him one year. It's a struggle for water, for land, for, you know, Atta can't farm anymore, basically.
You see, even in 2018, they came, the civil administration, bulldozed and pulling up all the trees, and even my well, you know, even it was been raining, and they said, you know, you're stealing the water from our pipes. I told them, this is raining, you know, see, the water is leaking from the to the well, you know. But, you know,
there's a cistern, you know, collected rainwater.
Why don't Israeli authorities want you to have access to water?
The main point is they wanted to transfer us or transfer us from the land and to clear the land for rebuilding a settlement. You know, they said that 60% from the West Bank is Israeli state land. They keep or they kept this land for rebuilding and expanding the settlement. This is a big issue, you know. It looks like a Nakba 1948. It is the same system. They continue deporting, transferring, demolishing houses, demolishing wells. You know, they're demolishing the economy of the Palestinian life.
How long has your family lived here? And your father and your...
My grandma, I am maybe number 8 or 9 generation. We are living in the same area, you know. We have caves. We live, the first father came to Hebron and have a cave, and we still have the cave until now.
8 or 9 generations?
Yeah, about 900 or 800 years ago. My mom is 86, is still alive. Before the occupation, before the Nakba, before 1948, before 1967. It's not enough proof to Israel government we are people living in this land before the occupation.
And anything recent, any recent difficulties with the occupation or with settlers? In the last year, in the last months?
Every night we have the sisters coming up to the hill. This week is, you know, or this month is very quiet now. You know, they attacking this house to fire it or and attacking me here. Last year they attacking me a lot here. They want to fire the house and bombing me and killing me, you know, this. A lot of time, you know, Kim.
Why?
You ask a settler why, not me. You can go over there and ask them why.
What year did they take over the house?
Huh?
What year did they take over the house?
You know, when we rebuilt the house in April 2000, until now they continued. It's the same routine attacking me.
No, I know, but when they came in and they took over the house and destroyed it.
2000, yeah, they came. When we start, you know, 28th of December, when they occupied the house and they said. But in June or July, they came, and, you know, also they bulldozed some of the lines of the stones. You remember that?
Yeah.
What year was that?
You know, the attacks from the settlers when I started building this house, from 2000 until now.
Year 2000 till now?
Yeah, it's 22 years. It's a long time, you know.
You're saying the settlers come up here every night, but
they continue. They cannot just stop them, you know. They said, let them tour around free here, you know. I told them many times it is dangerous area, and maybe some of them killed here. I'm not responsible about that. The last time I told them, it's enough to me. The settlers will attack me, I will kill him in his way.
And the soldiers said, just let them do it.
Yeah. And the police also, too. And in front of the police, you know.
What keeps you going? What gives you strength? What keeps you here?
Third of all, this is our land. We don't have a place to go to eat. And I have a friend, you know, looks like Jeff, and the others let me, with the power, let me to stay here in this land. And we don't have any place to go, to Jordan or to Lebanon, where that's enough to us, the Nakba first, and the second Nakba also in 1967. We are 13 million now.
Zohar.
6 million outside, refugees outside the country. And six million is living under horrible occupation. We don't have any kind of human rights in this country or in this world. Not here. In all the world, we don't have human rights. How many years are we fighting for our freedom? You know, 55 years we are fighting, you know, in an abyss way now. But Israel, you cannot... Israel didn't want the real peace to let us free people in the world. Looks like any free people in the world, having a country, having human rights, having humanity, having freedom. This is amazing. The most thing we want in it, the humanity and the freedom. And we are not begging from all the world this thing, and not money also too. Our land is a flat to move and to live in peace side by side with Israel. Even they, you see, even they hurt me, they damaged me, they attacking me. As a normal, we went 160,000 workers going to work in Israel. And everybody get his work very well, and we return back home safely, and we don't have any problem as in the world, as we all feel together, you know, in the same. We don't hate, you know. Also, they don't hate us, you know. We are working hand by hand there. Daily I went there. 160,000 daily went to work in us. What that mean? We need to live in peace and peace life with them, you know. We are also them, they want to live in peace against this kind of settlers who is firing the relationship between us and between the Israel people who live in 1948. We are working together, we eat together, we smoke, we drink, everything goes a normal, no hate, nothing, that you are Jew or you are Israel, I am Palestinian, I hate you and you hate me. No, we don't. Really? Because I work 40 years inside Israel. I don't feel one of them hate me or attack me or something like that. Daily I work with Israel people in the online or in the mosque. We work together hand by hand. Even our high boss is working the bus. He helped me, I helped him.
Can you introduce yourself? Tell me who you are.
My name is Atta Jaber. I am from Hebron. I live in the Baca Valley from long, long time, about 800 years ago.
And you have a home and you grow?
Yeah, my home, and I grow up in this area most of 59 years.
Do you still believe in a two-state solution?
Yeah, I still believing in the two states because, you know, if we say talking about one state, it's not working. We must have found a solution for the first, and the important thing is for 6 million Palestinians outside the country to come back to here. And this is complicated and this is impossible. This is impossible. 6 million to come back to their homes in Israel. Let me just say, in Israel. It is complicated.
But some
they
say
need houses, they need hospitals. You know, the human service. Yeah.
But some say that the two-state solution is dead, that the settlers will...
Step by step, we're still fighting for that, you know. Even for one state, we're still fighting. Give us a solution. We ask Israel government for the solution. When he said, okay, we are ready. The man I show is the refugee. You cannot negotiate without 6 million.
Yeah.
Huh? They haven't the right, you know. They're losing everything. They're losing the... Huh? It's okay. They're losing the humanity out there. Refugees, kick them out from the country and poor life. And how much generation is 73 years outside the country? How you can convert? Let me you, to ask you, if I deport you one day from your house, what you can do? Huh? What you can do? You need solution for to return back to you? UN is not working 73 years. The human rights is not working. The council, the UN council is not working for that. Huh? And we are, you know, working in the field in a human and peace way to having the human rights, to having our freedom, you know. For what? Okay. You said when I kick you out from your house, you must fight. What you have in your hand, you must find. But most, this is the pressure, you know. When you put the cage and you start beating, what is it? The cat want to defense or not? Oh, we must defense, you know, for ourselves, for our generation, you know, for our kids, you know. As a normally, because we have the high civilization during 5,000 years ago, it was being rich country, rich up. High civilization, the Palestinian, I mean the Canaanites, was living, you know, because as we are matching with, we are the center of the world. Before 1948, we have, you know, the three troops coming from Turkish passing to here to Spain. And we have another troop going with the ships going to Sicilia, Greece, Italy, going there. And the second, the third groups coming from the Gulf, Pakistan, or Afghanistan, from India, passing Pakistan, Iran to Jordan, and to here with the Camels, you know. And from Saudi Arabia, going from the Gulf, going up. That means we have two, four lines was been coming to the center of here. Rich life, high life, people living, you know. But the damage also, the Turkish damage also, the economy and the society of the Palestinian, you know, during 1914 until 1940, you know. How we put the sage, you know, to block, you know, we didn't let the sit. How we looks like a cage, you know. Cannot people living. Hi, Titi.
So all this was part of his farm. And basically they told you can't farm.
Yeah, anymore, yeah. Stand there, Titi.
But you're still growing your grapes.
Yeah, it's down only.
No, not really. Yeah,
it's down we growing the grapes. But you see, we bought a fence to protect ourselves.
So here's where they drew that line, like I said, around his house. Said, this is your area. All this stuff is used to farm. It's your land. You can't farm here anymore. It belongs to the Israeli state. This whole hill. And Kiryat Arba, of course, wants to expand here. So this was all, you know, until 2 years ago, a lush farmland right here, right where we're standing. I mean, there were trees, there were grapevines, there were vegetable gardens. Here he built a well. He'll show you.
So Kiryat Arba wants to develop right up to next to Atta's house.
Yeah, up to the settlers come even to build illegally up here. You know, they're trying to create facts on the ground. So that's one reason why they come up here, and they come up and they build, and the army knocks it down sometimes. Atta, you want to show them the well?
Yeah.
So it's all...
It's damaged there. And you see they took the soil and damaged the roof of the, you know, the water. But it has been raining, you know. The water is leaking here. We have all here. And the water is leaking clean water from there into the well. Yeah.
And so there was a well here.
Yeah. For to drink and for irrigating the vegetables also too.
And it's covered up.
Yeah, we cover it, you know, because I have kids, you know, running, you know. I have uncle, you know, my nieces, my nephews coming to visit with, you know, and so on. I scare some of them.
But did the Israelis put stuff down in the well? What did they do?
They took the soil and they, you know, first knocking down the roof and they put the soil in it, inside. Also the trees, you know, pulling up the trees and they put them inside the... And then we look at the terraces, I mean, you see, this is, we call it, you see the terracing? This is the terracing between the two neighbors, you know. It's from the Roman time or from 1,000, 2,000 years ago, you know. You see the borders? Everybody now knows his property. But they said, no, this is not Hebrew. When we apply to permit or applying for to having our land from the civil administration, they said, no, you don't approve that. About 83 trees.
Olive trees?
All of them, pineapple, lemon, a lot of things, you know.
And the military cut them down?
Yeah, cut them down, yeah.
Why?
And they said this is Israeli state land. This is the reason. I said 60% from the West Bank is, they said, Israeli state land. Even the municipality having border, this is Israeli state area, Israeli state land. You cannot move, you cannot sell to the people anything. And after, you know, in Oslo and Madrid agreement, they said it's Area C. That's it. We have three issues.
Here are the two houses that were demolished. You see the remains here. There's one here and one over there. So
also, they bulldozed my brother's house over there. But we rebuilt it. Have a look, thousands of acres of land, have a look, flat and agricultural land. They keep them inside the fence for the security. Also here, we have 100 acres of land is having inside the settlements. Just sometimes they give us 3 days or 4 days yearly to harvesting cultural work. It's enough to you to work in your own land or on farm 3 days yearly. Have a look. This is, you see the grapes? Even the grapes, this is grapes. The people cannot walking on the ground, you know. You see the checkpoint here, can shoot you. You need a permit to go to work in your farm. That means they damage the farmer's life. We always been rich people. We are poor people now. How many thousands of acres of fresh grapes and fat land?
I was here with a BBC guy, and by chance we were here when they came to demolish, and then I did my resistance thing, and I got arrested, and the spokesman for the civil administration was here, explaining why they're demolishing this, because they want to raise, he said they want to raise tomatoes, and tomatoes take too much water. At the same time, if you look across at the settlement, you see the community center where they have an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the settlement. And like Atta said, they get all the water. The Palestinian farmers here are not connected to the water. You might have missed what he said, but he said they have to steal the water. So what they do is they plug into the main pipe that goes only to the settlements. And they take water they need until the army discovers it. And then, of course, they close it up